Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Sent to the island of Java to harass and hinder the Jap war effort, Jungle Jim and his United Nations group of trained guerrilla experts are doing just that. Jim was determined to destroy a vital irrigation dam, and together with Kolu and Sergeant McGovern, he planted time bombs within the very floodgates of the dam. But the shifting limestone blocks that made the flooring of the flood chamber trapped Jim by the foot. Though he ordered Kolu and McGovern to go on without him, they refused. They finally freed Jim's foot, but lost precious minutes in the process. Then, making good their escape, they followed the dry stream bed as it passed between two high, insurmountable cliffs. So when the time bombs exploded, a sudden surge of water caught the trio in a maelstrom. Swept before the onrush of water, Jim is handicapped by a swollen ankle. Mac and Kolu bend every effort to help him swim to safety.
Mac!
Here I am, Kolu. You okay?
So far, okay. But Mac, where is Tuan Jim?
The rush of water swept him off his pins. I saw him go under.
Kolu!
Over
Kolu!
There he is, Kolu. Up ahead.
Swim with current, Tuan. Let's catch you. Come on, Mac.
Come on, he said. What else can we do?
Chances been more better when us get past cliff.
Yeah. If we can last that long. How are you doing, Jim?
Not bad. This blasted ankle of mine.
Island not far away, Tuan. Let's get there. Let's be safe.
When we get there. Need any help, Jim?
A pair of water wings that come in handy, but I'll be okay. How about you?
Arms kind of tired, but...
Not much far now. Over to right.
Oh, brother, good to have those cliffs behind us, too. Hey, Jim! Not that way!
You fellas go ahead. I'll get there.
If we can just hold out a little longer.
Then be close now.
You go ahead, Kolu. I'm right behind you. Come on, Jim.
Lucky thing. Elephant grass on bank been so long. What's tough?
Oh, it's on dry land. That's all I care about.
Here, Mac. Reach out hand.
Oh, I'm happy this way. I'll just hang on to this grass for a couple of weeks.
Better us not stay in water. Come.
No, I'll be...
Here, me lift you.
Kolu, you're just as tired as I am.
More better this way.
Oh boy, that strong current really takes it out of you.
Lie on grass in sun. Yeah. Catch breath.
That's about all we can do. Hey, what are you...
Take off gun belt. Wet gun's been no good.
Oh, I don't think I've got the strength to pull the trigger anyway.
2 minutes, catch breath. Okay, then.
Yeah, if we can just... Hey.
Lie down, Mac.
Oh, where's Jim at? He ought to have been here by now. Jim, where are you? Oh, where are you going, Kolu?
Better me help Tuan Jim.
Wait a minute, now come along.
Stay here, Mac. Tuan Jim been right behind us. Maybe throw him over here by a riverbank.
Any sign of him, Kolu?
No. Bad thing here. Tuan Jim!
Hey, Kolu! Oh, where'd he disappear to? Kolu, where are you?
Panic-stricken, Mac struggles toward the riverbank as fast as his exhausted condition will allow. We'll see in a moment what he discovers there. You know, the ancient Romans had an expression, no pleasure endures without variety. And one of the reasons for the Comic Weekly's lasting success is the wide variety of features it contains. Of course, variety alone isn't enough. And so the Comic Weekly sees to it that every one of its more than 24 features is a top-notcher. That's why 15 million readers look forward each week to its brilliant full-color pages. Yes, 15 million readers know they can depend on this great magazine for surefire entertainment. Let it brighten your own Sunday morning every week. It comes to you with 15 outstanding Sunday papers from coast to coast. One of them brings it to this city. So ask for that paper every Sunday. Just look for the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to the troubled shore of an irrigation river in Java and Jungle Jim.
Carlo! Carlo, where are you?
Mac! Mac!
Where?
Over this way!
Wait a minute, Jim. I'll be right with you.
Oh, for a minute there, I wasn't sure I could make it.
Take it easy now. I've got you. You'll be all right. But where's Kolo?
Kolo? He was on the riverbank there a minute ago.
Yeah, that's what I know. He was looking for you. Then there was a rifle shot and no more Kolo. See what I mean?
Yeah. See anything from the bank there?
Nothing but muddy water and plenty of it.
And the current's so strong that if that Jap sniper did get Kolo...
Yes, he wouldn't have a chance. And those shots have been coming from the west there.
And that means the river's our only chance of getting out of this. Cross the river and head east.
But if there's a chance of helping Kolo...
If there is, we'll find it, Mac. If there isn't, we'll make one.
Okay, but how? Our pistols are no good to us, soaking wet this way.
Well, we can give that monkey the slip. We won't need him.
Oh, no, so, Kim. I'm so bushed already, I couldn't give the slip to a lame turtle.
Better to take our chances in the river than to wait here for him to pick us off. Besides, we have to find Kolo.
With that bad ankle of yours, Jim, you won't get very far.
Oh, never mind that. Come on.
Oh, well, just goes to show you. There's no rest for the wicked. You see anything?
No, the water's so muddy, I...
Get down again. That baby's getting closer, Jim.
The trouble is, we can't make a move without showing ourselves.
If a couple of those bullets have our names on them, we won't be able to help Kolo or anybody else.
Yeah. Guess our best bet is to try to get across the river. Look for him from there.
We can only get word to Sing Lee and the others.
Oh, Mac, we can't, so forget about it.
Oh, boy. What I'd give for a couple of carrier pigeons.
Hey, listen, what's that?
I don't know. It's coming from the east there. About a mile away from the sound of it.
Well, east is where we're headed. The current doesn't seem to be as strong now that the first rush is over. So with any
you
luck, we...
You stand still, Englishman!
Huh? Hey, Jim.
Remain still. Put hands up. No, no, higher, higher. Unless you wish to become corpses. Now, turn around, English pig.
Well, it was a good try while it lasted, Mac.
Oh, so you are America. So glad, so very glad.
Doesn't take much to make these monkeys happy, does it?
No, silence. You will speak only when your superior addresses you.
There's no need to slap us around, Lieutenant.
That, too, is for your superior to decide.
You'll find our pistols on the grass there. As you can see, they're too wet to do us any good, even if we still had them, so... Can we lower our arms now?
I said you will speak only when spoken to. Keep hands up. Now, walk ahead of me. And walk untold.
Huh?
Untold, I say.
Ow! Hey, that bandit shot.
Next time, I think it in your back. You, other one.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Japanese very patient. I tell you for last time, walk untold.
I'm trying
can't
to.
Can't you see he can't walk with that bad ankle?
Keep mouth shut. Or must bayonet do it for you?
Keep your shirt on, Mac.
No talking. Now, walk faster. Got untold. Faster! Faster, I said.
I'm trying to, Lieutenant.
Oh. Medicon very fond of bayonet here. I say walk faster. No. Keep to right.
Back towards the dam, eh?
Yes, see. Very fine welcome waiting for you. Very fine.
Oh, I can just imagine.
You might get a promotion for this, Lieutenant.
Not impossible. Will it please have honor of making your filthy head roll in dust?
You're going to give us a warrior's execution, are you?
Yes, Steve. Code of Bushido, very proper. First, court-martial. You will be found guilty. Then honorable Japanese officer who take you prisoner makes head roll.
Yes, that's your usual procedure. But you left out the next step, Lieutenant.
You see?
American general puts name of honorable Japanese officer in little black book. After war, honorable Japanese officer also have court-martial and...
Janky lie. You cannot frighten me. I spent too many years in your silly country.
Yeah, and it's too bad you didn't learn any more about us than how to talk our lingo, Tokyo.
Keep moving, please. Keep moving.
I'm trying to, but I...
Do not stop.
Oh, I... I'm sorry. sorry, Lieutenant. There's a ankle of mine.
So, the American coward cannot stand a little tape. So. Very interesting. Only easier to make you talk.
I can stand it all right. But this bad foot won't do what I tell it to.
Indeed. Then, since it is useless, suppose we cut it off.
Oh, it isn't as bad as that.
On contrary, foot is obviously in a hopeless condition. This bayonet is not perhaps a sharp
knife. Hey, what kind of talk is this?
Also, you think I'm joking, Yankee. I will show you.
You'll try to use him for bayonet practice and I'll choke you with my two hands.
A bullet will fix that if you try. Japanese most anxious to make prisoners comfortable. This prisoner has bad foot. Yes. So Japanese will kindly remove
things. I'm warning you.
You will try to accomplish purpose with one stroke. Raise rifle. High above head.
Jim.
Do not move. Or bayonet me out.
Grab it.
I got it.
Why? Certainly didn't leave much of his head, Mac.
I just wanted to make sure. But what do you suppose?
Hey, look. That knife in his back.
Where's him? Where's him?
Koro.
It's Koro's knife, all right.
Mac, let's get out of here.
But how's the ankle, Jim?
Oh, not half as bad as I let on. Come on. Koro's down to the left here.
This is sorry not could fix Jap sooner, Twan. Must got to wait till be sure not miss.
What happened to you, Koro?
When Jap been shoot at me, me go in river. Circle round bamboo grove longside. See Jap make you a prisoner. Not can signal you. Must got to wait. Wait for chance to use knife. Chance come. Me use.
Yeah, that Jap never knew what hit him.
All right, Mac. All right. Let's cut back across that river. We've got to find Stingley and the others.
Must got to do more, Twan.
More?
Me leave young Van in Bamboo Grove. Him plenty tired.
What? Young Van?
Yes, Twan. Stingley needin' help. Him be in swamp. Maybe so 1 mile east.
We heard some shooting over there a while back.
Me too. Van say Stingley and others cornered in swamp. 20 Japs on every side. And more coming.